It was a very difficult decision. We end up releasing Jed Fish of his duties.
Big news on Tuesday. Jaguars offensive coordinator Jed Fish is no longer. He has been relieved of his duties with the Jags. Stay tuned. We'll have all the coverage coming up. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. A huge news day at Everbank Field. It started with the end-of-season press conferences for general manager Dave Caldwell and head coach Gus Bradley. But the biggest of that news came between those press conferences today when the team announced that they were relieving Jed Fish of his duties as offensive coordinator. Now, the Jags finished 31st in the league in total offense this year, but did play a league-high number of rookies. There's no timetable yet on finding a replacement for the offensive coordinator job. Head coach Gus Bradley said that the final decision came down this morning, but throughout the season, those conversations between Fish and himself helped formulate this decision.
It wasn't about the 31st or 32nd ranked offense. It really wasn't. It just felt like, what do we need to put this together to get better, to ensure that we get better in the direction we want to go? And I think, as far as our approaches and where we wanted to go from here, that's where it was different.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, a big day today, John. What does difference in philosophy mean?
Well, and that's a tough one, and that's what most of the press conference today was about, right? Everybody trying to figure out just what Gus meant when he was talking about the difference in philosophy. And Gus even said he was being intentionally vague. He likes Jed, respects him a great deal, and it sounded, to take it all into consideration that Gus wanted an offense that was simple and clear enough to allow the players to play as fast as they do on defense. And somewhere in it, that wasn't happening with Jed. Whether it was a case of it being too complicated, of it just not going in the right direction, it was hard to tell from the press conference, frankly. Yeah. But the speed, when Gus talks about playing fast, he's expecting that energy and that belief in what you're doing and that ability to just go after without thinking. He wasn't getting that on offense.
Well, as the quarterback goes, so goes the offense, of course, a lot of times. And a lot of the concern around here is about how this will affect Blake Bortles next year.
Yeah, and you could tell when Gus talked about it that that was a concern. And that's something you have to, as a head coach, you have to weigh, do I believe that this change is going to benefit us more than the hindrance of him not knowing the offense early, him being Blake? And he said, what you hope is that you're taking 4 or 5 steps forward because you're probably going to get a couple steps back early. Again, I don't think this change was about August or the first few weeks of September. It's about getting something that everybody can believe in and to be better over the long haul. It's a risk, but it's one he felt like he had to take.
Well, it's a really newsy day around here, of course. Dave Caldwell spoke to the media as well. The general manager speaks after every regular season. He did that today before all the Jed Fish news came out. Of course, the Jags went a little younger than he would have liked, but he thinks the process will pay off down the road.
I didn't have grandiose expectations in these first 2 years, to be quite honest with you, of where we would be. And to be quite honest with you, we may have won more games than I anticipated when I first took the job over the two-year period. And I was very honest with Shad of where we were at. When we hired Gus, I told him exactly where we were at from a talent standpoint, and that we're going to do this with the youth. And when you do it with the youth, you're going to have adversity, and you're going to have a lot of it early on. And, we just said that it's going to pay dividends, and we're going to build this the right way. We're going to build it through the draft, and we're going to be wise with the cap until it comes time that we feel like we can compete.
Of course, the entire press conference, nearly 40 minutes worth, is up right now on Jaguars.com. So out of those near 40 minutes, what was the biggest takeaway from Dave today?
Nothing like condensing, right? So, but I thought the biggest takeaway was that Dave was very clear on 4 or 5 questions that he's not surprised with 7 wins in 2 years, and that he knew this was a mammoth build, maybe a little bigger than maybe he let on, but that he knew that this was going to be a case where it was going to be tough to win games early. And you also got a feeling that he knows, everybody else knows, 3-4 wins, not enough next year.
Busy day today, John. Well done.
Thank you.
And you can look at all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.